5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What would be your perfect day? I mean, your ideal day, a day that you went to bed that night and you just thought, that was the most incredible day. That's how I want most of my days and my life to be, just like that. What would that perfect day be like for you?
I'm the one that controls whether or not I'm gonna have a good day. All of us, we are the ones that define if negative impacts are gonna have a good or a bad impact on your life. It's your mentality. Your mind is a battleground. Nobody can affect whether or not you're gonna have a good day but yourself and your own mind.
You must come up with a morning routine that you do every single morning, or at least more mornings than not, that puts you in control of yourself and in control of your day. This is what I do, and I cannot explain the power that I get from starting my day off and being bigger than my excuses and being in control. First and foremost, wake up on time. When that alarm goes off, get your butt out of bed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Why is that important for persistence? The reason why is because the first decision that you're making of the day is to actually get up and get moving. That means you are persistently bigger than your excuses. You are persistently bigger than feeling lazy. And you are persistently beating the feelings that typically stop you.
You want to ask, how can I grow? What can I give? And what can I celebrate? Those are three questions you want to live with.
The second thing that I want you to do, before you look at your email, before you answer your phone, before you start surfing Vox and Vice and BuzzFeed and, you know, TeamStream and checking out the sales on Zappos and looking at your Facebook newsfeed, before you pick up the damn phone, please, 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 figure out your two priorities for the day. These are the things that matter to you. Whether it's saving money and making sure you're focused on that, or showing up at work and being a contributor, or whether it's changing how you treat your spouse or your kids or the person that you're with, or heck, getting to the gym because you said you would. Whatever it is that your two priorities are, put them in your head before you pick up the phone. Why? The reason why is because of persistence. The reason why is because I want you to have a good day.